Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Ches. Gittin Daf Ches. We left off. We reached the bottom, towards the bottom of Zayin Beis. Let's pick it up again. Let's go back to the Gemara's question, where the Gemara brings on Zayin Beis towards the bottom of the page, but really Tanachada. Let's pick it from Tanachada, the stira, seemingly stira in the Brises, on Zayin Beis, roughly 12 lines off of the bottom of the page. Tanachad, Gluta Nebraisa. Maybe get a Svina. What are bees to get in a Svina? Can maybe get a Sterol. If you were to get a Sterol, we know, of course, what are bees to get in a Sterol? Need not declare Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam. What are bees to get in a Chutz La'aretz? Has to declare Befana Nechtam, Nechtam. So this first Gemara's question is going to be, what's the status of the rivers in Eretz Sterol? Is it considered like Eretz Sterol? Or is it considered like Chutz La'aretz? We seem to have a Svina in the Braises. Tani Chada, one Bryce says it's like bringing it to, and you don't have to say for Nefer Nechlem. Tani Yidach, another Bryce says it's going to be Chutzarot, it's like bringing Chutzarot, and you do have to declare for Nefer Nechlem. How do we reconcile the Bryce? The Mar is going to give three answers. Again, of course, we had the first one already yesterday. The Mar is going to give three answers to this question, and through these answers, the third answer is going to get involved with the actual borders again of Eretz Yisrael, and therefrom they will discuss about different dinim of Surya, because Surya is like Chutzarot in three ways, and like Eretz Yisrael in three ways. That's the setup of today's daf. So answer number one is, the river by Eretz Yisrael, is that considered Eretz Yisrael or not? Seems to be a steer in the Brises. A Rabbi like Asha, Harbi Yudah Rabbanan. It depends if you go like the Rabbi Yudah or like the Rabbanan. Meaning, the Brises that considers it not like Eretz Yisrael and you have to declare for Nefer Nechtav is like Rabbi Yudah. And the first Brises that says it is like Eretz Yisrael and you need not declare for Nefer Nechtav is like the Rabbanan. Why? It's not like we've learned in a Mishnah. Alfar Chutzlaretz Habav Esfina Laretz. If you have dirt of Chutzlaretz that's traveling, this Mishnah Chala, dirt of Chutzlaretz that's traveling in a boat, but you have a plant essentially, in a boat traveling from Chutzar and Eretz Yisrael, the lach is as follows. Of Chutzar to Abba B'Sin La'aretz, Chayiv and Maisir V'Shviyas. The Chum say it's Chayiv and Maisirs, and it's Chayiv in the Din of Shemitah. Meaning, once this offer is in a boat, and the boat is in the waters of Eretz Yisrael, it's considered as if it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it has a din like of Chumas, has a din of Maisirs, and has a din of Shemitah. That's the Chum Shita. Over there, it's a Chumrah. But for our purpose over here, therefore, being in the rivers, again, being written on that same boat, will be exempt from Fana Fanachtav because it's considered like Eretz Yisrael. However, Amar Yudah says, it depends. That's only if the boat is touching the riverbed. If the boat is touching the ground, then we'll say it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, and then we'll say that it has a din of Maestros and a din of Shemitah. But if it's not connected to the ground, then it's considered Chutz La'aretz, it's Pata from Ma'aser, Pata from Shemitah, and who I did once in the water only and not touching the ground, you'd have to say, declare, but find after Vanaklav, because we don't consider the rivers, even of Eretz Yisrael, we don't consider like Eretz Yisrael proper, Dafka, if it's, the boat is touching the ground. So answer number one is, the Brisa says, the rivers by Eretz Yisrael are exempt from Fanach to Fanach Tav, goes like the Rabbanon, and the Brisa says that, yeah, the Brisa says you have to declare Fanach to Fanach, goes like a Buddha, who holds Chutz La'aretz. Abai Amar. Abai says, no, I'll tell you a different answer. Hav ha, Rabbi Yudi, both Brises could be like Shitas Rabbi Yudah. Like Kasha, Kam Bezmach Ena Svinik HaSheshes. Both Brises called Rabbi Yudah, but Rabbi Yudah himself made a distinction. If the boat is touching the riverbed, then it's like Eretz Yisrael. If it's not touching the riverbed, then it's like Chutzar. It says Gemara, Vlei Kasha, Kam Bezmach Ena Svinik HaSheshes. When the boat is not touching the riverbed, then it's like Chutzar. That's the Brises you have to declare before Nechtav and Nechtav, and that's what the deal would be. It's Pater for Meiser and Pater for Shemitah. Kam Bezmach Ena Svinik HaSheshes. The Brises that says that you don't have to declare Fanei Nechtav and Nechtav, when the boat is touching the riverbed. If it's touching the riverbed, that's considered like an Eretz Yisrael, and you're exempt from Fanei Nechtav and Nechtav, and you would be Chayev in Trumas, in Maestros, and in Shemitah. Okay. Amar Rav Zeira. Atzav Nakav. So this is the famous case that we discuss often. We have a flower pot where it doesn't have a base. If it has a base, then it's considered separate from the ground. But if you have a flower pot which has a hole in it, it doesn't have a base. So it's Atzav, a flower pot, Nakav, that has a hole in it. But it's not touching the ground directly. Do we say it nourishes from the ground as it's dinim as if it's growing in the ground or not? So says the Reb Zeira, you have a flower pot that's hanging on a peg. It's hanging up in the air. That's the same machlekes we have here. What does Reb Zeira want to say? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the dafka in the bed is touching the boat is touching the riverbed. Dafka there is considered connected to the ground. So if it would be space in between with water in between, that would be separation. So to a flower pot hanging in the air, it's considered a separation, and it's not considered connected to the ground and growing, nourishing from the ground. Whereas the Rabbanim would say that even the boat on top of the water is considered in Eretz Yisrael proper. It's if we see it's already connected to the riverbed, to the ground. So too, a flower pot with a hole in it, hanging in the air, is as if it's connected to the ground, and would have deen him of Maestros of Shemitah, as it is considered as if it's going from the ground. That is the Reb Zera wanted to suggest. Rav says, how could you make comparison? Dimalei, I can go both directions and say that your connection is not the case. Meaning, Atkan come Rabbi Hassan, Rabbi only said over there, the Gabi, the not being Mechuvim in Shemitah for the plant that's on the boat, El Besvina, maybe you'll say, by Svina, top of Chasman Aleph, Hasui Levreach, because it's moving. It's not just that it's in a boat. It's in a boat, and the boat is moving, and that's why we don't consider it connected to the ground. But a flower pot is simply hanging. It's simply hanging there. It's not stationary. It's not moving. Maybe even we don't agree. It is considered to be in contact with the ground. It's considered to be nourishing and in contact with the ground. Or we'll go the other way. Inami, over there, the Rabbanan didn't say that the plant is mechuyev and meiser, is mechuyev and shmita, meaning we consider connected. You know where they said it, daf by the water. Why daf by the besfin in the water? El besfin ed lemas kavira. Because there's no airspace in between. You have a boat, you have water, and you have ground. The Gemara elaborates further. Demaya ki aris michta dami. We view the water as if it's like an extension. The water is like thick earth. Aris michta is like thick earth. The water is considered like an extension of the earth. It's like thick earth. And therefore the boat's directly on the ground. Yeah, there's water in between. Water is like an extension of the ground. Whereas Avotzes to Mafsik Avir, whereas by the flower pot where there's airspace in between, like maybe even the Rabbanon would agree over there that it's not considered connected to the ground. It's not Chayav Teshuva in Maestros and in Shemitah. So the Gemara Abaye deflects it. Rav deflects it. Rav Zeir's connection in both directions. Rav says even Rabbanon would say that by the boat is considered connected. It's because there's no separation because the water is like an extension of the ground. Whereas by Avir, by airspace between the pot and the ground, maybe that would be a separation. On the flip side, even Behuda says the boat's not connected. When the water separates it, maybe it's not because the boat's moving, but the flower pot, which is not moving, maybe the airspace is not considered a separation. Maybe it's considered connected because it's stationary. So we deflected the connection between Atzos Nakam, the flower pot, and the case of the boat. But the Gemara is going to still give a third answer to our question. Again, so far we had a question that the Chayyur one Bryce says, and the rivers of Eretz Yisrael get this written on a boat. You don't have to declare before Nechtam, and one Bryce says you do. So our two answers are, answer number one is, the Bryce says you don't have to declare, it's going to be abundant holes, that the river is like, the boat on the river of Eretz Yisrael is like in Eretz Yisrael itself, and therefore, Chayev and Maestro, Chayev and Shvita, you don't have to declare for Nechtam, and according to Behuda, who holds that it's not like Eretz Yisrael, therefore you do have to declare it. Answer number one. Answer number two was, that the both Bryce are Behuda, but Behuda himself makes a little between when the boat is touching the ground of the river or not. When it's touching the ground, it's considered like part of Eretz Yisrael. When it's not touching the ground, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. They're mostly give a third answer before you see that third answer. Let's just speak out a beautiful chakira, Lama Shakira, Rav Shmuel and Shira Rav Shmuel, Shmuel Rozovsky, had the following chakira. He quotes it, really, the first time I already discussed it prior, but he has the following shayla. When we say that the water, according to the Chamin, we bring it tzad at least, Rav is bringing a deflection that I can tell you, to Maya ki aris michta, the water is like thick extension of the land. What's the lumdus there? Is the pshat that we're viewing when the boat's in the water's on the ground? Is the pshat that we're viewing it that the water taka is an extension of the ground? Is that really the lumdus? So that we view the boat as if it's on the ground because the water is like the ground. Or no? The water is simply not a hefsek. The water is not a separation. The water doesn't create a separation because it's just water, and therefore we see the boat as if it's on the ground. When we say that the maya is like a thick earth, are we really saying that we just see the boat as if it's directly on the earth and there's no separation, there's no hefsek, and therefore it's considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael because the boat is as if it's on the earth, but not that the water is like earth. It's just that the boat is if it's directly on the earth and the boat doesn't serve as hefsek, or no, does it mean, kind of like the literal wording, that the boat is, that the water is like an extension of the earth, so I don't just have earth as the ground of Eretz Yisrael. My water is also like my extended ground of Eretz Yisrael, and of course the boat is directly in the water, and therefore it's like in the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Again, in both cases, we're coming out, we're going according to Chamim, that by the case of the boat is if it's on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, it's considered like it's in Eretz Yisrael. The question is in Lumdis, when we say these words, that it's Ka'aras, Smichnadami, is it literal that we view it as the water as an extension of the earth, or is it just that we don't see it as a hefsek? That is the Shaila. That is the chakira that Rosh Moore brings. A big nafkmina is, we know the Gemara in Ervin, Mishkas Yaakov already brings this discussion, that the Gemara in Ervin says that ain tchumim l'malam asar. When you're above 10 tfachim, where there's no din of tchum, right? So when we talk about, let's say tchum v'shus rabim, the tchum v'shus rabim actually goes up all the shmayim. But the tchum v'shus rabim, it doesn't go up higher than 10 tfachim. The din of v'shus rabim is only the bottom 10 tfachim to the ground. So the shayla is now, let's say you're on a boat. and you want to know if you're in Rishus Rabbim, we're saying that a Bavtet Vachim is not Rishus Rabbim. So what's going to be, where do you measure these 10 Tefachim from? Do you measure 10 Tefachim from the river bed? In which case, you know, most cases, by the time you get to the water, top of the water, you're already long out of that 10 Tefachim. Or do you measure the 10 Tefachim from the top of the water, right? From the top of the water. So Mishkas Yaakov brings that it's Tali in Armachlekes. Mishkas Yaakov brings that discussion over there in Erevin about Ain't Tchum L'mal Masara. By the way, the Gemara says Ain't Tchum L'mal Masara, one of the practical applications of it is by a boat in the water. The Gemara brings this as an example. But where do you measure from? Says the Mishkas Yaakov, it's Tali in Armachlekes. It's Armachlekes Rava versus Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira was connecting the case of the flower pot to the case of the boat. So according to Rab Zeira, we're saying that we don't view the ara as being ara smicha. We view it as the boat is being connected. The boat's connected to the land, but you don't just view the water as part of the land. And therefore, you'd measure ten tefachim from the ground itself, and the water would be part of the ten tefachim. Whereas according to Rava, that we say ara smichta. This is the words of Mishnah Yaakov. According to Rava, they say ara smichta, that the maya is like extension of the land, so you'd start measuring the land from the top of the water. That's considered the start of a place we start measuring the top of land, which would be like that side of the Chakira in Rav Shmuel, that he means literally the water is like an extension of the land. That would be the Mishkas Yaakov is clearly learning that the side of the Chakira that Rav is saying Maya is Ara Smichta, means it's like further land. Land and water on top of it is all considered actual land. Okay. Third answer on Stira. Rav Nachman Tzigamer again, how come one bar says you have to declare in front of Rav Nachman a boat by Yitzchirl, and one bar says not? So this answer is going to really be totally in, we're going to get kriech into the actual borders, again, further borders, what's considered part of Yitzchirl and what's not. Rav Nachman Tzigamer, Benaris Yitzchirl, Kalam Lepligi, in the rivers of Eretz Yitzchirl, everyone agrees, one need not declare before Nechta. The rivers of Eretz Yitzchirl itself, that which is considered Eretz Yitzchirl is Pashat. It's the rivers of Eretz Yisrael have the like Eretz Yisrael, and there's no din for Nefer Nechta. What's the Machlekes then? The Kipliki B'Yamagadol. The Machlekes is a get that was written in the Yamagadol, of course, the Great Sea, or otherwise known as the Mediterranean, right? So we're talking about on the western side, the northwestern, but the western side of Eretz Yisrael, the Tanya. Ezu Eretz. What is considered the land of Eretz Yisrael, or the border of Eretz Yisrael? What's considered within the border of Eretz Yisrael, that's still considered land of Eretz Yisrael, Ve'ezu Chutz La'aretz. And what's really considered out of land of Eretz Yisrael, meaning Chutz La'aretz, as follows. We're talking over there by the northern, by the north, northwestern side border. Kol she'sheif of Yered Maturi Amnon, Kolofnim Eretz Yisrael. They have the mountains of Amnon. Any part of the mountains of Amnon that slope downward into Eretz Yisrael is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Maturi Amnon v'chutz, any part of the mountains of Amnon that slope downward the opposite way, further away from Eretz Yisrael, further to the north, that's considered, this is on the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, so whatever slopes downward towards Yisrael to the south is part of Eretz Yisrael, whatever slopes further to the north is considered Chutz La'aretz. Hanasim Shebiyam, the islands in the Mediterranean, Roinas, and we look at them, Kiluchut Masuach Aleim, we look at them as follows, we look at it as if there was a string that was running, that stretched across from Mitzri Amnon, from these mountains of Amnon, Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, until Nachal Mitzrayim, and again, Menachut Lofnim, anything that's inside that string towards the east, towards where Eretz Yisrael is considered Eretz Yisrael. And anything on the west of that string is, any islands on the west of that string is going to be v'lachutz, l'chutz l'aretz. Anything on the west of that strand will all be chutz l'aretz. That's the Tanakh. Rebu Daimer, Kol Shekeneged. Anything which is, before we go further, by the way, there is a basic question that the Mefarshim asked, Nachas Maisha, others asked, that L'chur was saying over here that the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, now we just gave a new measurement, is Turi Amnon, these mountains of Amnon, that which slopes downwards is part of it, so that which slopes away downwards towards Eretz Yisrael is part of it, that which slopes further north away from Eretz Yisrael is going to be not part of Eretz Yisrael. But yes, the Achreinim, that L'chur, we just had yesterday, it was really the Mishnah, but we had yesterday, we discussed that, in the Mishnah we discussed that Akkai is the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, and yesterday we elaborated that, no, even though we say it's Akkai, Akkai is the most northern part that's like in the proper square of Eretz Yisrael, but you have a strip of land that goes further up north to Kziv, one opinion goes up to Lavavai, but you have further north of Akkai to Lake Kziv, that's also considered Eretz Yisrael. Here we have the mountains of Amnon, which are much further north than Kziv, so all of a sudden, we have a whole new boundary to the north, much further than we had just in yesterday's daf. What's going on over here? So the first we want to make a chilek, that was Moshe, wants to make a chiluk between the original kibush of Eretz Yisrael and the kibush that took place, the conquering that took place when Ezra came back after Gaul's Bavel, that our Gemara yesterday was discussing how far the conquering took place when Ezra came back by Gaul's Bavel. It stopped over there by Akai or Kziv. That's where it stopped. It didn't go further. But the original conquering of Eretz Yisrael, and if you want to define the real borders within, together with the waters around it, that would include that, even that which wasn't conquered by Ezra, that would include even all the way up to Tir Amnon. So that's, this Gemara is going with the original borders, and the Gemara yesterday was discussing the borders that Ezra conquered when they came, when the Kaisel conquered when they came back in the times of Ezra. Okay. So Rebuda argues on the Tanakhama and says as follows. Kol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, harei keretz Yisrael. Anything which is right on the west coast of Eretz Yisrael is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, because you have a double lush in the pasuk. Ugvul yam, the boundary of the yam, v'haylechem, hayam, hagadol, ugvul zeh, yilcha gvul yam. It's almost three times. It speaks about the border, three times the pasuk, about the Mediterranean, about the great, the yam hagadol, being the border three times. What is it? What's the redundancy? So it's teaching me that anything that's west of Eretz Yisrael, essentially anything in this yam hagadol, is all considered part of Eretz Yisrael, all the way till we're going to see the next lines, all the way till the, what we call the yam, Okeanias, what's the Am Okeanias? Atlantic Ocean. Anything that travels all the way in the water, the Mediterranean, all the time, which is as far as it dips, all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the water itself. What about the islands north and south, after they explain this, north and south of Shebet Stadim, on the sides, how do you deal with the of the coast of Eretz Yisrael? How do you deal with these islands north and south, Rhinus, and you view them again, Kiluchut Mesuachalem, Mekapluria, Vadia Mekunias, Umanacham Mitzrayim, Vadia Mekunias. But now this strand does not go in the same direction as the Tanakhama. These ropes, strands, are essentially going from the west, the border of Eretz Yisrael on the west, all the way towards the Atlantic Ocean. It's going all the way, they're not going north south, these strands are going from east to west, from the western border of Eretz Yisrael of the land, through the Mediterranean, which we're saying is also part of Eretz Yisrael, all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, and we have two of these strands, one further up at the north, one further down in the south, and they're going parallel all the way from the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael towards the Atlantic Ocean. And we're saying whatever's within these two strings is Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Menachot v'lofneim Eretz Yisrael, whatever is inside these two strands, these two strings, is part of Eretz Yisrael. Menachot v'chutz la'aretz, and whatever is outside these two strands would be considered, whatever is outside these two strands would be considered chutz la'aretz. Okay. Says the 1 second. So how does the answer Astira? Our question was the Bryce that said, if one's bringing a get in a boat, he has to, one Bryce says he doesn't have to declare for Nechtav, because it's like Eretz Yisrael. One Bryce says he does have to declare for Nechtav. So what we're going to answer is, the Bryce that says that one who brings a get and does not have to declare is talking about a get that's in a boat that is in between the mountains of Amnon and Nachal Mitzrayim. And the Bryce that says I should say a little better. The Bryce that says that you don't have to declare is going like Rabbi Yehuda. That all that water, the second time the Bryce just said, all that water over there is really considered part of Eretz Yisrael. The Bryce that says that you have to declare in front of an Echtav goes like the Tanakhama, who says that on the other side, if you take a kor down from Nachal Armon down to from the Turi Amnon, the mountains of Amnon, down to the Nachal Mitzrayim, if you take a cord, anything to the west of that cord is considered outside Eretz Yisrael, is outside Eretz Yisrael, that would go into Rabbanan, that would be the sheet, that Tanakam sheet of our Braisa, that would be the Braisa that says that you have to declare for Nefanachdam in that space. The one that says you don't is like a view that says that the whole Mediterranean area, as long as it's within those two strands that we made going from east to west, from the western part of Eretz Yisrael, further west to the Atlantic, is part of Eretz Yisrael, is more encompassing, and therefore you wouldn't have to declare v'nechvanechdam. Okay, that was the third answer. So that's the word now. V'rabbanan. In the pasuk, l'chori, there's a gataina. You have the repetitive word gvul, and that's what we're saying, it comes to include the Mediterranean, wolf to be part of Eretz Yisrael, but that's our beauty sheet. What did Rabbanan do with the word gvul? You need it for the islands. That the islands are considered, which islands, by the way, the islands are between the Tiri Amnon and Nachal Mitzrayim, those islands are considered part of Israel. That's where the Gvul comes to see. Yehuda, Nisan, the islands don't need a special pasuk. Once they're in the boundaries, of course, the part of Israel, they don't need a special pasuk. Therefore, there feels the extra pasuk is telling me that the entire Mediterranean is part of Israel, and the Chavim didn't agree to that, to expand it so far. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, Rameir says Akka is not Keretz Yisrael. The Tanakhama in the Mishnah says Akka is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, and Yaftzei Farnechtav in Akka itself, again from Akka itself, is like Chutz La'aretz. Rameir says, no, Akka, Lagabi Gittin at least, is like Keretz Yisrael. Okay. Baimine Rebchei Rabba. Once we're on the topic of something being part of Eretz Yisrael or not, we're going to focus now very much on Syria. So Rebchei Rabba asked the following shayla, They asked Rebchei Rabba. Hamaycher Avdel Syria. We're at the bottom of Chesem and Aleph by the two dots. Hamaycher Avdel Syria. One who sells his Evet to Syria, Kamaycher B'chitzlaretz Kamaylai. The halacha is, if one sells his Evet to Chitzlaretz, the halacha is the Evet goes free. If one sells, obviously, selling it to a person they have jurisdiction over to make him free the Evet, a Yid, or even if it's a guy, but you have power over the guy, you're able to buy him back. The point is, a person sells his Evet to a Yid, in Chutz La'aretz, you have to feed the Eved because the Eved has mitzvahs like an Isha, and by sending him out of Eretz Yisrael, you take away that ability. You have to set him free. The Gemara is going to say later as well, one who sells an Eved to a guy, even more so, you take away his ability to do mitzvahs because the guy is not going to give him time off or the ability to do mitzvahs, and therefore you have to purchase his freedom back and set him free. So Knas, he goes free. But our question is like this. The halacha is a person sells his Eved to his Eved Kanani to Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael, the Eved goes free. What is the status of Syria? Syria was a land that David HaMelech conquered. We call it, he wasn't called on top of a base, he wasn't referred to as Kibush Yachid. He wasn't referred to as Kibush Yachid. Kibush Yachid wasn't part of the general Klal Yisrael to Kibush. It was called Kibush Yachid. We'll see more about that on top of a base. But Machlokes Rashi Tais actually brought up here on Amalaf at the bottom. But the point is that the question is that what is Syria's status? Is it considered like Yisrael? Or is it considered like Chutz La'aretz? That's essentially the most question. Amar Lu, so Rabbi Chibaba answered Tani Suah. We have a Braisa. We have a Mishnah. Rameir Eimer. We just quoted in our Mishnah. Akka Eretz Yisrael Legitin. Akka is like Eretz Yisrael. Legabe Gittin. Legitin in. Lavadim Loi. Sounds like Legabe Gittin Akka is like Eretz Yisrael. But Legabe Avadim, Akka is not like Eretz Yisrael. Meaning it's considered like Chutz La'aretz. And Kol Shekein, V'kol Shekein Surya, to Mechah Ketuvah. So certainly Surya, which is even further away, would be considered Chutz La'aretz. So we're being a riot from Rameir and a Mishnah. That, and then it's not just Rameir. It was only Rameir that says Akka is like Eretz Yisrael. The Tanakhama held even Akka is like Eretz Yisrael. But certainly even Rameir was saying, holds that Dafka Legabe Gittin Akka is like Eretz Yisrael. But Legabe Avadim not. And certainly Surya is not. So we're saying that one sells Evet to Surya, the Evet would go free. You have to force the rabbi to free the Evet. Tanarban, on this topic. In three ways, Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. In three ways, Surya is like Chutz La'aretz, Simen, Av, Bar, Rak. Says the Gemara. We know through all six ways now. Afro Tame, Chutz La'aretz. The earth of Surya is Tame like the earth of Chutz La'aretz. Why? Before we go further, actually, let's just focus on, let's read inside. Afro, the dirt of Chutz La'aretz, is Tame. And as is the dirt of Syria, like Chutz La'aretz. Why was the Gzeira on the dirt of Chutz La'aretz? So Rashi Chava says it's Gzeira because you're always concerned that Goyim bury people random wherever you are. There may be a Goy Shekever there, and a person can become Tamim by either touching or discussion which Tumim is applied by a Goy Shekever and touching. Being mal also a tum or not, but there's a concern that you may come in contact or even certainly be oil on top of the kever, and therefore with Goyim Tumim everywhere in Chutz La'aretz, and that includes, according to this Gemara, Surya is the same as the din of Chutz La'aretz for this din. Taisvis actually explains, Taisvis Nazar says, the reason why we're concerned about Tumas Eretz Amram, the Rabbanu Gezer, is because either Mesi Babel, when the Babel destroyed the world, there's dead people scattered all over, not just because Goyim just buried people wherever they want, but by the Mesi Babel, people ended up all over, or, interesting Taisvis brings, that the Tumah has to be specifically more from a Yid than a guy, Mishim Rav Yisrael that have been killed over the years of Chutz La'aretz. Many people, Kais HaNebuch, over the years have been killed in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore there's concern anywhere that there may be a Jewish dead body there. It's interesting, Taisus and Taisusat, that it's a Yiddish dead body was the cause of the Gzeir. Either way, the Chumma Gezer that the land of Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. We have to be concerned that this Tumah's base there is Tameh, and we're saying it applies to Syria as well. Din number one. Din number two, Hamecha Abdul Surya Kamecha Chutz La'aretz. One who sells his Evan to Syria is like selling his Evet to Chutz La'aretz, which we said is a reason for the Evet to go free. So on this is the Gemara. This is the thing we just said a couple lines ago. That was the Pesach of Chibra of Rechia Bar Abba. He brought a Raya from a Mishnah. So on this idea of Reshav Resolvechik as a Gishmaka Chilik, he just points out that we should not confuse that the din of an Eved, we know an Eved Kanani has mitzvahs like an Isha. He has mitzvahs like an Isha. And we're saying, we said that was the love. So if you free him, if you sell him, I should say, to someone in Chutz Arutz, he's losing the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, and because he's losing mitzvahs, you have to free him, because he's not allowed to cause people in the mitzvahs. But says Rav Shaver, don't think that the Eved's mitzvahs like an Isha means he's mamash like an Isha. Meaning, there's a fundamental difference. An Isha has mitzvahs because she's Kadesh, she's part of Am Yisrael. She may have different mitzvahs than a man because of my grandma, not my grandma, different obligations, but the Torah gives Isha mitzvahs because she's part of Am Kadesh, she's part of Am Yisrael. The Eved Kanani, even though he does like a quasi, some sort of act of Geirus, but he becomes Eved, he's not a Yid till he is Megayer. There's a separate din, it's like a din. He's an Eved who has mitzvahs like an Isha, but it's a din like mitzvah like Isha, not mitzad Kedusha. What could be an Afkamina? Nafkamina could be that we know an Ishu does a mitzvah voluntarily. We have this Kaseder. Machlokes Ashkes and Svar about this. Machlokes really Tosef Rambam about this. But let's say Ishu takes Lulav. It's my grandma. So could she make a bracha? She'd have a chiv take Lulav, but could she make a bracha? Right? So Tosef is probably yes, because the Kashbro gave a mitzvah to Klal Yisrael. So she's saying, I'm doing the mitzvah because you commanded us as a nation to do the mitzvah. Right? Could she make a bracha? I believe Rambam, or I believe Svar and Paschal, the Maisa, that if women take a Lulav and Esther, let's say, or any other mitzvah is my grandma, they do the mitzvah. Fine. It's voluntary. But they will not make a bracha because they can't say Hashem Kedusha Mitzvah Tzivanu. They can't say Mitzvanu. Okay, but let's go like the side of Ashkenaz, that the Tesis, that a woman could say Hashem Kedusha Mitzvah Tzivanu, lechayr the nafkamina by the fact that a guy only has mitzvahs as a din mitzvahs like an Isha, but not an actual Kedusha, not like the same concept of like being a Yid like an Isha, lechayr the guy certainly would not be able to say on a mitzvah say Shas Magrama, would not be able to say Hashem Kedusha Mitzvah Tzivanu. Maybe even not on the Magrama, maybe it's in general, but certainly on a Zman Grama to mitzvah, you can't say Hashem Kedusha Mitzvah Tzivanu. You can't say that Lashon Tzivanu because he's not yet part of Klai, so that would be enough meaning. But again, in fundamentally, just in concept, Rav Shaver is explaining that women are part of Am Kaddish, and that's how they get to come to mitzvahs. The Eved Kanani comes to mitzvah because he has, there's a drasha that you treat him like an Isha, but not because he has Kedusha. Okay, so din number two, that Suri's like Chutz Arutz. Din number one is that the Afras Tamei. Din number two is selling an Eved Suri's like selling Chutz Arutz. And din number three is about maybe get Masuria. Mamashar topic. Masuria can maybe Chutz Arutz. One of the things he gets from Suria is if he's being Chutz Arutz and he has to declare Fainechta Fainechta. Those are three dinim that's like Chutz Arutz. Uvishleisha, three ways that Suri is like Laret Israel. Chavis Mais Vashriyas Baret Israel. Chavis Mais Vashriyas like Keret Israel. Uvarets the Kanis Bal Betar Nechlos. And one of what's going to Suria rain tar, he can't do so. The Marzi asked, you just told me a minute ago that the land is Tamei like Chutz Arutz. Now he's saying you're able to go into the land, Batara. The Mara doesn't explain what that means. And lastly, the third day that it's like Eretz Yisrael, that kind of son of Surya, one who buys a field in Surya, top of Mays, Kikaina, Biparvavi, Yushalayim, is as if he's been kind of a field in the cities, in the provinces of Yerushalayim. We'll see what it means, this area surrounding Yerushalayim, not much like Yerushalayim itself, which is even a higher level of Kedusha, but it's like outside Yerushalayim. It's the same as Syria is like buying land outside of Yerushalayim, but in Eretz Yisrael, we'll see enough community of that for that shortly. Says the Gemara, Chavis Meister for Shvius Keretz Yisrael. You tell me that Syria is Chavis Meister Shvius like Eretz Yisrael, because he holds Kivish Yachad Shmei Kivish. It must be that the Kivish Yachad of David HaMelech was considered Shmei Kivish. Jump into Rashi, second Rashi, top of the page. Kivish Yachad, the Kivish Yachad of David, Shalai Chayu Kol Yisrael B'Yachad, Kiderech. They weren't all together, Kol Yisrael fighting Kiderech Shalai B'Kivish Yeshua. Like they were in the Kivish when they conquered the land to Yeshua. Shia Kulam, they were all together. V'Kivshua, now Rashi says a second Chilik. V'Kivshua L'Tzerich Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Kedem Chaluka. So Rashi is saying very clearly two chalukim. One is, maybe the Tolisav is that. Rashi is saying, what's the difference between conquering Surya and conquering Eretz Yisrael? That Surya is considered Kivish Yachin. One is that the Kivish of Eretz Yisrael initially, in the times of Yeshua, was done by all of Klai Yisrael, not just by a subsect of Klai Yisrael. And number two is, it was done for all of Klai Yisrael. One is, it's done by all of Klai Yisrael. It was done for all of Klai Yisrael. It was part of the original Chalukah. This was done by part of Klai Yisrael and for David. So it could be the 20th Tazav Zeb, but it's two Nakudas, being done for all of Klai Yisrael and being done by all of Klai Yisrael. That's Rashi's Chiluk between Kivish Yachin and Kivish Rabbim. That's how Rashi Tosfos explains that it wasn't conquered in the order of the Kibbush. In order to be considered part of the Kibbush, it has to be part of the order of conquering Eretz Yisrael. It was part of the order. The Suri was not conquered as part of the regular Seder, as part of the regular order, as faced at the bottom of Amnalov, and therefore it's considered a Kibbush Yachid. By the way, the Chiddush of the Gemara was saying that even though it's Kiddush Yachid, it's still considered proper Kibbush, and there's going to be a Shmei Kibbush, and therefore there's going to be a Chiv of Meiser and a Chiv of Shvius. We said another Chiluk that Syria is the same as Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is Bapatara Nichlas. One wants to enter Syria, Batara can go with Eretz Bapatara. But we said in the first week of Lukim that Syria is like Chutzaret, that the land is Tameh. Va'amrit Afra Tameh, I said the land is Tameh. So you're saying the same Chilik opposite directions. Says Mar, no, B'shei Teva Migdal. One who walks into Syria is like walking to Chutzaret, that is Tameh. If he just walks in his 2 feet, Avada, that's one of the Tadim, that Syria is like Chutzaret. But on the side, that's like Eretz Yisrael, is that if one goes in, a Shei Teva Migdal, it's inside of a back. Some sort of box, a closet, a trunk, he's protected from Tumah. The Tanya explains, Hanichlas Eretz, one who goes into the land of the Eretz Amim, B'shei Tev Migdal, in a Shei Tev Migdal, Rabbi Matam, Rabbi says, Tameh. Rabbi Sbuda, Matam, Rabbi says, he's Tar. Okay. Now, if you look, Rabbi Lekam Tameh, El Beretz Amim. They argue whether it's considered a separation, and the Gezerah is enough to be, the person in the box is getting separated, and he therefore remains Tar, or no, he's still in the airspace of Eretz Amim, and therefore he's Tameh. That's the Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Sbuda. But they both argue only by Eretz Amim proper. If you look, Rabbi Lekam Tameh, El Beretz Amim. Why? The Gezer of Gush Vavira. Because the Gezer on both land and on the airspace. And therefore, even though he's being carried in the air, the Gezer is on the land and the airspace, and therefore he's going to be Tameh. Ava Surya, here's the Bechilik, Agusha Gush Vavira Le Gezer. When it came to Surya, which we're saying now is part of Eretz Yisrael, they were Gezer, the Kibush, Yisra Kibush, and the Gezer is only on the land itself, not the airspace. So if you walk on the land in Surya, Taki become Tameh, like Eretz Amim. If you be carrying a box, then the person who's in the box will not become Tameh, because he's only in the airspace. Tosfos addresses that Agmar seems to be making a very clear chiluk over here about whether or not we're gazer on the airspace and on the gush. We're saying Eretz Amim in general, we're gazer even on the airspace. In Syria, we weren't, but in general, we were gazer even on the airspace. So jump into Tosfos. Ella, Tevir Mas'el, second Tosfos on the page. Ella Beretz Amim, the gush of Gush Valvira. We had this not so long ago. Ben Nazir, Perak, Kain Gadol. Eretz Amim, Mishum Gush Gazer Aleha, I Mishum Avir Gazer Aleha. The Eretz Amim, were they geyser because of the Gusha or because of the Avira? The Chor, it's very clear over here with geyser, Eretz Amim in general, for Avira as well. Both Gusha and Avira geyser. Because of Gusha and Avira, just Surya's difference. Tais is bothered. What's going on? That Gemara Shaila seems to be taken for granted over here with a simple explanation in our Gemara, like the Tzad that is both. Answer Tais HaChibrushay, Mishum Gusha, Mishum Demal ala Gushu, Vaseo Chamin Kamal ala Meis. Tesis reinterprets that child to be mamish like our discussion over here. Do we view, when we say gusha, does it mean, we're not talking about the gezer on the ground itself. We know the gezer on the ground itself. What we mean is, when a person is in the box, is the gezer because of the ground, meaning, and we're concerned even of being mahil on the ground? Or we're concerned about being mal on the ground? And, sorry, but therefore, it's only if the person was mal on the ground directly, is he going to be tameh? If he's in a box, he'll still be protected. Or no, the flip side is when the avir means that with gezer even in the airspace, and therefore even in a box, he's going to be tameh. But essentially, we're teaching the word gusha over here and gusha over there very different. Gusha over there means literally walking on the ground. Gusha over there means you're in a box above the ground, and we're debating whether that's a separation of a tumah or no. He's still considered mild. That's the difference between Gemara Nazir. It has us a shayla, and our Gemara seems to place it because that Gemara Nazir, the wording gush is different than the wording over here, and we find that often in Shas that the wording in two Gemaras, the same wording can have different interpretations, different places, and makes big enough kmina in the shak of attire of the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara further. There's more in the next place. You know, let's go further. Let's try to finish Amid, and then we'll speak out. We don't have time. Kaina Sada, Surya, one is Kaina field. Surya, Kaina Pepar, Vavi Yishlayim, as if he bought a field in these cities of outside of Yishlayim. L'mayachasa, Amar Sheshes, Wasaf Mina, Lamish, a Kaisvin, Olav, Aineva, Filu, Shabbos. Unbelievable. You can write a star, a document about the purchase, even on Shabbos. Because it's like buying an Eretz Yisrael, and buying an Eretz Yisrael is so important, you write a star on Shabbos. Then Rabbi Shabbos, like a Leitach, you're writing a star on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom. Rav said elsewhere, the guy be asking a guy, Amir La'akam, asking a guy to do it, and in certain cases, it's mutter, right? Over there, it's talking about, let's say, a person, a chayla, shame, a sakana. He's sick, but it's not much a sakana. If it's a sakana, anyone can be chal Shabbos. If it's a chayla, but it's not a sakana, you'll ask a guy to be chal Shabbos. So to hear, it's what we mean, that you'll ask a guy to write the star, because purchasing land is so stark, if the only way you're able to purchase it and be comfortable is having a star, you'll ask a guy on Shabbos to write the star. That's Amir La'akam for the purpose of what's pshat, why is it so important? So the Rivash explains that the mitzvah, this mitzvah is I'm not going to get more important mitzvah than other mitzvahs, but it has a milus, the following milus. First of all, it benefits all of Klal Yisrael, because all of Klal Yisrael benefits when another person, another yid, buys land from a guy in Eretz Yisrael, another yid owns the land. We're not talking about a yid buying from a yid. When a yid's buying from a guy, it's land being taken over into Yiddish hands, that's a benefit for all of Christ, number one. Number two, it's enduring. It's not just for now. When he buys it, unless Chalila goes back, gets sold to Gaia, or Chalila, you know, gets the Gaia taken over, Chas v'Shalom, for here and now, for the foreseeable future, it's enduring. So it's not just a mitzvah for the right now. It's a mitzvah for enduring forever, and the land being in the possession of Yid, and it's a mitzvah affects all of Klai Yisrael. Therefore, over here, we're more lenient with Amir Lakam. There's an interesting discussion the Rambam brings, Tzad, that the issue of Ksiv on Shabbos is only when you write Ksav Ashuris. Other languages is also Midrash Rabbanim, but Isur Ksiva of Shabbos Teresa is not Ksav Ashuris. So now you do the says Agamar Klai is not like that because the Chari has no obligation to write a star in Ksav Ashuris. So why are we busy saying go to the guy every lakim and it's mutter? Let a Yid write it in another language. Elamai other Ksav also Usur on a biblical level. That's the night of Yudas right from Agamar. Says more further. V'yafagav. The Amir Lakam, Amir of his Chavim Shvus, even though normally it's a Shvus, but Shabbat Shvus Yisrael, like Gazer Rabban, over here, I'll see Shvus Yisrael, the Rabban Amar Geis. The Rivash brings the Shaila, a person wants to go on a boat that's traveling to Shvus, can he go on Shabbos? He's just on the boat, the captain, the one who's leading it, is a guy, and he wants traveling, and he wants to go to Shvus, he says, I'm father not. You can't compare traveling to Shvus to buying land in Shvus. Buying the land is the key point over here. Traveling to Shvus is very nice, but that doesn't meet this criteria. Taner Rabbanan, I don't want to run through it. We're in a good spot with two dots. Let's just stop over here. We'll have to catch up a little bit more tomorrow with Shem. Have a wonderful day.